USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history has claimed at least 96 lives. David, who lived in Lahaina, got into a vehicle with friends to flee, but the roads were gridlocked.
I ran out of the car and ran for my life, ran down to the ocean. I was only a quarter mile from the ocean. And they stayed in their car. Three of my friends in one car and two dogs died.
Maui Police Chief John Pelletier said that fire was hot enough to melt metal and that each recovered body will have to be identified using DNA. FEMA now has boots on the ground in Maui.
The director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Dina Criswell, toured the devastation in Maui and said she was shocked by what she saw.
The row of cars of people that were trying to drive and escape and then couldn't get out fast enough. And these are the ones that ended up running or jumping into the water. And those cars just there. I mean, it was like a scene from an apocalyptic movie.
Cadaver dogs still working to locate people who are missing. I'm Corey Myers.
Prosecutors in Georgia are presenting their election interference case against Donald Trump to a grand jury today. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis has led the investigation into the former president's alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. Trump today launched a series of attacks against Willis on social media and argued that he did not interfere in the election. The search continues for suspects in connection with a flash mob shoplifting incident at a Southern California mall. Up to 50 masked and hoodie-wearing thieves ransacked a Nordstrom store at the Westfield Topanga Mall in Los Angeles late Saturday. And Americans are consuming alcohol at a steady rate. Gallup's latest consumption habits poll shows that 62% of Americans said they had occasion to use alcoholic beverages such as liquor, wine, or beer. That's in line with the poll's findings for more than 8 decades. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Gas prices are on the rise, inching toward the $4 mark across the country. According to AAA, the national average for regular gas hit $3.85. That's the highest it's been since last October and hits right before Labor Day when millions of Americans will take road trips. While this summer's gas price surge has cooled down, they've still gone up by 28 cents in the past month. President Biden's only Democratic challenger made controversial proclamations on Sunday.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he would support a national abortion ban after 3 months of pregnancy. When asked at the Iowa State Fair if that meant he would sign a federal ban at 15 or 21 weeks, Kennedy said yes. Up until now, RFK's run at toppling President Biden has been largely focused on his misinformation about vaccines during the COVID pandemic. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The former NFL player who was the subject of the Oscar-winning film The Blind Side is alleging that the family who took him in as a teenager never adopted him. Michael Orr filed a petition in Tennessee claiming Sean and Leanne Tui instead tricked him into signing a document that made them his conservators. He goes on to allege the Tuis used that power to broker the deal for The Blind Side that paid them and their two birth children millions of dollars while he didn't receive anything. Barbie remains in the pink for the fourth straight week. Greta Gerwig's blockbuster sits atop the North American box office with an estimated weekend gross of $33.7 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.